This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
The whole Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, Mark Sanchez. You know, it's not like the Jets haven't tried. They have tried. They've drafted high. And again, they ask these kids to step in and do things, and then they mishandle them. And the environment has not been what I would consider the perfect environment for a quarterback to succeed here. And now the Jets are doing this all over again.
Same type of deal.
Same thing. Now, that's why I'm happy. Doesn't look like they're going to be drafting a kid in the first round. And hopefully they don't. But and then give Aaron a year. But let him get his feet underneath him. Let him control the team. Let him be the face of the team. And then maybe next year they get to draft the quarterback of their choice.
Yeah. Defensive head coach who's a first-timer. Young offensive coordinator who's a first-timer, general manager who's never held that position before, who wasn't interviewed or offered any other jobs.
They did it again.
I mean,
they did it. They did exactly what they always do.
And I actually think it's worse from the general manager standpoint because you remember they had to give Joe Douglas a big deal to come here, and he was the next guy. And the Philadelphia loved him, and the Ravens loved him, and he was just like the next GM, and it was such a great GM, and it was such a big deal that they went and got Joe Douglas. Darren Mucci was like...
And if Zach Wilson would have turned out to be something...
Then we'd all...
They'd all still be here.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's...
And that's exactly what we're talking about in regards to the Giants. Because the Giants now are stuck. They're stuck with what? What are they doing?
They're going to have to bring in a veteran and then draft a guy and hope that guy that they draft turns out to be their future at the position. That's it. That's their only... That's the only way out for them. That's the only way out. Got to hope that one of those guys is the next Giants quarterback for the next decade.
I've been sitting here for 18 years watching this.
Yeah. And you're watching this happen?
Yeah, I am. And we've been watching this happen. And it's just been like a reoccurring nightmare.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying...
The guys aren't trying to win. Of course they are. They're trying to make decisions that they think are in the best interest of the team. And to try to win, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they get paid to do.
So, we have been on board with some of these decisions and a lot of them not. I mean, I did not like the Zach Wilson pick. I did like the Sam Darnold pick. I did not like the taking Saquon at number two. I did like Evan Neal and Kayvon Thibodeau. Like, there's, you know...
You just never know with these kids.
Right. I mean,
everybody thought Mekhi Becton. I wanted Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah.
Because I want that lineman who's also a wrestler in high school and college. Give me that guy, that lineman that does that sport as well.
Yeah.
He could play for me anytime because if he's a wrestler, he's disciplined. And he knows what toughness is all about. Because being in that ring for that long... You know, that is a level of toughness and understanding that, you know, a lot of guys don't have unless they play that sport.
And that's why we're going to start the pipeline from Japan to the NFL of the sumo wrestlers. And we're going to start that. And Al and I have already reached out and to the Jets and Giants and sent tape of the Micah Parsons getting steamrolled by the sumo wrestler and said, listen, guys, you haven't had a lot of success here. You can get these guys on the cheap. They're not going to talk back because they can't.
It's like getting those Australian rules football punters.
Yeah, and get these guys over here.
This is going to be like a game changer.
Yes. I don't feel like it. I know it will be. And then you're just going to see full offensive lines filled with sumo wrestlers.
You know,
you'll see.
I mean, if the Giants go quarterback at number three, that means it's probably going to be Shador, as opposed to Mason Graham, or potentially Travis Hunter, or potentially Abdul Carter. Man, Mason Graham would be great in the middle of that defense. He would be like the missing link in that defense. On that defensive line.
I mean, if they don't draft a quarterback, they're signing their death certificate.
No, it depends on who they sign as a veteran quarterback.
Does it?
I think so, yeah.
So, all right, out of those
two. It doesn't mean they can't draft one later on in the second round.
So you think.
Or
either,
maybe trade back up into the first round and go get maybe Jackson Dart or something.
Do you think there's a chance that Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers could win enough games for them, even though they're not the future, to keep Joe Shane and Brian Daboll there?
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think if they show vast improvement, let's just say, they sign Aaron Rodgers and they go 9-8, and maybe they just miss the playoffs, but Mason Graham is rookie of the year and their defense is really starting to come on. Or Abdul Carter is another edge rusher to add to the mix with Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns. Oof. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see who's sitting there at number three. And, you know, they also have Will Campbell sitting there.
I mean, if they don't go quarterback and they're basically
It all depends on who they sign as the veteran quarterback. That's really what
But all right. So I'm assuming it's going to be one of the two of Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. So basically what you're doing is you're now, and whether they're comfortable or with that or not, they're basically pinning their futures on one of those two guys to give them a winning record or take them to the playoffs.
You know what?
That's the situation they're in.
All right. But if you don't do that, and you draft one of these quarterbacks and you play that kid.
No, you got to do both, I think. I think what you need to do is you got to do both. You got to bring in a veteran. All you got to draft a kid.
You get your best veteran quarterback. You draft number three, one of these top defensive players or the offensive lineman. I would go defense. And then try to trade back up in the first round, because you do now got you have another compensatory pick, which is going to be a pick that they could use to kind of maybe sweeten the pot to get up in the first round.
You can trade those?
Yeah, sure you can.
Okay.
And then maybe all of a sudden, maybe Jackson Dart is sitting there, and then you could draft him. I mean, that if they could come out of this, let's say a Jackson Dart and a Mason Graham, or Jackson Dart and a Abdul Carter, or Jackson Dart and a Travis Hunter.
Well, this is the thing I don't understand.
Win.
But all right. So people always talk about like the next guy after the first two. So if we don't like the first two guys, then why do we like the guy that's a consensus worse than them?
You know why? Because he's later in the first round.
Still a first round pick.
I understand that, but your first round, the first overall pick, and your number three overall pick has to be a starter. If that's Shador, he's starting on week one.
Nah, I don't know about that. If you signed Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson and drafted one of those guys, they don't have to start week one.
We're speculating right now. I'm just saying we have to see who they're going to sign as a veteran quarterback. That's what we have to see first. And that will give us maybe an inkling as to what they're going to do in the draft. But I'm just saying they need a Mason Graham or an Abdul Carter would be amazing.
And I think if you draft a guy late in the first round, or...
And by the way, it would also light a fire under Kayvon Thibodeau, or maybe they trade Kayvon.
So if you draft a guy late in the first round or early in the second round, I still think you're sending a message to your fans and your ownership that guy's going to be eventually the starter.
That's fine. As long as you... It all depends on who they sign as one of these veteran QBs that would probably come out of training camp as the starter, at least for the first 5 to 6 weeks, maybe how Kurt Warner was doing it for Eli. But then again, Eli was a really high draft choice, you know?
Yeah. Very high, as high as you can get.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.